Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 1,415th episode, praise God. And this is the dwelling place, and we just want to give God the glory, all the praise, and all the honor just for another broadcast. I'm always blessed to just be on each and every night. And with me just being on each and every night, I just think about when I'm able to come home. I have a long day at work, just come home, and God is faithful in the prayers. You know, I won't be here long. You know, life is not long, but I just thank God that He continues to have favor over myself and everyone else, that we are still counted among the living. So if you are online and you would like to call in, please dial 319-527-0911. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to speak with me at any time, press 1. I am here. If you have any questions, any comments, you can always just press 1 here. And before we get into the show, y'all know we like to just take out whatever it is, whatever tool that we use to take our notes. And we write our notes down so that we will go back to the Word so that we see what God has to say. And you can back it up and make sure I'm not saying any lies or anything. And so just take it out. I pray that you will be blessed this evening. Our scripture for tonight is power in our words. Amen. And we're coming from Proverbs 18, chapter 21. And there is power in our words. There's power in the things that we say. Before we get into the show, I just want to shout out today, this month, March, is Women's History, so Social Work Appreciation Month. So I just want to shout out to all the women out there, especially our Purpose Kingdom Network women. I just appreciate, I love you all. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do, all that you are doing. And I just pray that God continues to lead and guide you in whatever it is that you are doing. Just even the history of women just being in ministry. And we know how we've come so far as we're, you know, coming off of February, which is Black History Month. And we know that we're not limited in just celebrating Black history in February. Amen. We celebrate Black history every day, and history is being in the making by Black people every single day. Amen. So, and that's the same to be said about women's history and just celebrating women. And it's not just limited to this month. Let's celebrate women every day and break any barrier that there is for women. If you are a man, advocate for women to have equal rights. And we're not saying who's better, if a man is better, if a woman is better. We're saying that we're better together when we're equal, which God has made us to be equal. Amen. So I just appreciate and I love all our listeners, the ones that are listening near, far. I just love you guys. I just thank you. And I just want you to stand firm in who you are and who God says you are. And I just can't wait. God has laid on my heart this month. Not today we will be celebrating women, but the next two shows in this month, we will be celebrating women and the different things that women go through. So I'm very excited about that. So that will be on the March 17th and March 31st. And also Social Work Appreciation Month. I just want to shout out all the social workers out there, those who are in the making. I know that a lot of your work and what you do, it seems like you don't get the appreciation that you deserve. And you're doing a lot of legwork that people don't see, that people don't understand. So I just want to say I appreciate you, social workers. Your work is not, the things that you do, it does not go unnoticed. It is very noticed. We can see it. It's evident in the little small pockets. Amen. And I don't think I shared this, but I'm actually in school right now on my second semester in a master's of social work program. So you can pray for me. So I know the work that it takes to be a social worker, and I know the scrutiny that social workers are faced with on a daily basis in the different entities and places that they work in. So it's just going to be a celebration this month for women in our different capacities and the many capacities that we form. All right, so I praise God. I just want to praise God for that. Thank you. And we will be getting in the show topic, and it's power in our words. Amen. Our words are very powerful. The things that we say, amen, they are powerful. Even they are the key foundation to the things that we will eventually do. So our words are very powerful. Words are more than just, you know, letters on a piece of paper. And they are not just a sound that comes from our mouth and we hear. Amen. Words, as I said, they have power. We're coming from Proverbs 18, verse 21, which is our scripture for this evening. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. So as I said, words have power, and they can either be life or death. They have the ability to either build or destroy a person. They have the ability to build or destroy a person. They can do the same thing, build or destroy places, and even the faith of some people. That words can destroy or build one's faith. And so much more that words have the ability to do, whether good or bad. So how many of us are using our words? How are we using our words? As we read in Proverbs 18:21, that death and life lies within our tongue, within the things that we say. Whether nobody is there or someone is there, amen, we can say words that are condemning to either ourselves or to other people. We can say words that are uplifting either to ourselves or to others, amen, and they still have power no matter if it's just you around or there's millions of people around. Amen. So how are we using our words? Are we using our words to build the kingdom of God, or are we using our words to destroy the kingdom of God? What are our words producing? What do your words produce? Are your words producing life, or are they producing death? We know that we know that our words, the words that we speak, is either life or death by the fruits that they produce. So if we are producing good words, if we are saying good words that will produce life, which is eternal, we know that those good words, they look like life being uplifted, amen, in a person, in a thing, whatever it is that we are doing, that we're putting our whole heart into. Bad words produces death, amen. Amen. If you would turn with me to Matthew verse 36 and 37. Verses 36 and 37. Amen. And it says that So I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by the words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Amen. So are your words justifying or justifiable? Or are they condemning? Amen. So I know that this isn't the first time I have spoken on this, and I usually lean towards, you know, what we should be saying, and I think it's important of what we should be saying and what we shouldn't be saying. But it's also important to acknowledge that if the word is saying that life and death, that death and life are in the power of our tongue, right? And it's saying that the death and life, the words that are in the power of our tongue, amen, and those words that we speak and what they produce, and those who love it will eat its fruit, amen? So death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. So those who love death will produce death. Amen. And those who love life will produce life, meaning the things that you say, it will flow from out your mouth. The things that you are thinking will flow, amen, from out your mouth. So we want to change our mindset, amen, and the things that we think. Because Proverbs 23 tells us, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. That's Proverbs 23:27. So we have to be mindful of our mindset and what we're thinking. Do you know that God speaks? God speaks, and so does the devil. So we have to be able to discern the voice of God. Amen. So we know which way we should be going. Amen. So amen, think. So we have to be mindful of our mindset, what we hold on our heart. For as a man thinketh in his heart. Because God says, we talk about the heart all the time on here. I think I probably mentioned this every episode about what's in the heart and how God listens and hears the heart. And only God can do that. The devil is not even hearing of the heart. Amen. So God hears the heart and what's being on the heart. And everything that is laid on the heart, it is flowing within our action. It's flowing from our mouth. It's flowing and dwelling in our brain, whether good or bad. That's why I said it's important to be mindful of what we engage in our thinking. Psalm 91 tells us, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that 91 91 scripture is just saying the protection of how God protects his people. But that first verse is very key into if we're dwelling in him. Amen. So what are your thoughts? And are your thoughts dwelling in the things of God? Amen. Let our thoughts align with the things of God. Let our thoughts be the foundation. Be that if we're producing life, we have to have some type of root. Let our thoughts be rooted in the dwelling of God and his things and the things that he speaks over us. Amen. Because there will be many, you will hear voices. If you are a child of God, you're going to, it's good and evil every day faced before us. We have the opportunity to, every day when we wake up, we have the opportunity to honor God or to dishonor God, amen? Meaning that we're given free will, free choice, and things like that, right? So we have that to seek God and to continue to listen to his voice, or sometimes we wander, and this happens throughout the day, the morning, noon, and night. Many things are happening and trying to get our attention to distract us from the things of God. So we have to be mindful of the things that we dwell in, because what we dwell in, meaning what we give more attention to, is what we will become, what we will do, what we will say. Amen. So it all starts from a mindset. It all starts from a rooting of the heart and what's in our heart. Amen. So let us be mindful of the things that we think, so we can discern what is of God and what is not of God. Amen. Amen. So amen. Thank you. So amen is. Excuse me, my voice is cracking a little. So bear with me. I'm a little far from my water, so bear with me. So I just bless God just for this word. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are speaking of the power of words. Amen. So power, there is power in the words that we speak, and we are speaking from Proverbs 18, chapter 18, verse 21, and we're speaking about how there's power in words and how we have to first change our mindset and the way we think, the way we do things, amen, before we can do anything else, right? We have to change our mindset. We want to begin to think positive thoughts and think what God, you know what's crazy? And remember these scriptures are, we have to be practical in serving God. And I love my mom because she's very open and honest about, you know, the teachings of God and just her relearning and unlearning, unlearning some of the things that she was taught and now coming into a relationship with God. She acknowledged that some of the things that she had done was out of tradition, and when I speak to her, she is very encouraged by the things that I say and is a teaching to my mother. So I just bless God for allowing her to be open and not being arrogant and being righteous within herself. But I say that I just lost what I was just saying. Right, so in the way that we think, and being mindful in the way that we think. I just was having a couple of days ago, this happened to me where I was not hearing, as I said, as many voices, and you have to discern which is the voice of God. And it says that in John, it says how his sheep knows his name. Amen. Those who are called by God, he will speak and we will know it is of God and we will answer because we know his voice and the things that he says. But I find it very funny in a sense that sometimes, although I know the voice of God, I can sometimes still engage or try, but I will pay attention to the voice that is not of God, if that makes sense. And I say that because a couple of days ago, this happened to me where I felt very inadequate of just me just going over the show and what I should be doing, me going to work and me speaking at meetings and things like that, and just feeling very, like I just had the sense that I wasn't enough and that I wasn't equipped for what I was doing. Although I'm always reading and preparing myself for meetings, preparing myself for the shows and On Purpose Kingdom Network and whatever else, prepare myself for school, things like that, whatever else I'm doing, I try my best to be proactive in the approach. But somehow the voice of the enemy spoke louder than, it didn't speak louder. It's what I paid more attention to. And the voice was just telling me that I wasn't enough, that I'm not built for this, you know. So I just began to get very depressed instead of standing up and just speaking and saying, no, God did not say that. So I dwelt in that feeling for some hours until I snapped out of it. And I'm just like, oh, no, like, no, like just started declaring who God said I am. And you have called, reminding and speaking out and letting the devil know how God has called me out of darkness, just going over my testimony of how I came into Christ. So we need to really speak life into ourselves, speak life when we hear those things that are contrary to the word of God, and not to dwell in it. And sometimes it will seem louder than the voice of God, especially if God is kind of still at the time. You know, if God may not be speaking to you at a certain time, he is certainly there, but he may not be speaking at that moment. So the devil is very crafty, and he'll get you at points of idleness, points of when you're just kind of just chilling, relaxing, and he will get to you through songs, through TV shows, even through people and how someone may feel about themselves. So be mindful of your mindset and who you're also around and what they are speaking of, because sometimes when you're around people and they're constantly speaking of things that are of negative things, they can also rub off on you. Amen? Amen. So if we do have any callers, I'm here. If you have any questions, any comments, press 1. I am here. And once again, excuse my voice. It is cracking, but bear with me. So I just praise God. So let us be mindful of the things that we speak. So changing our mindset. And I mentioned earlier how these words, they have the ability to either build or destroy a person. And I think it's important that we are, as we are mindful, that we're mindful of the words that we speak to other people. Even in the midst of us being angry, let us not lash out in anger with words that we can never take back, because they have serious consequences. And I didn't even write this down, and I can't remember, and I know I've read it. I don't know what chapter it is, but Daniel, he was very upset. I believe it was in the book of Daniel. He was, children were teasing him, calling him an old man, calling him bald-headed. And in his haste, in his anger, he was very upset, which I understand, because words hurt. Amen. As we said, that words have power. Words have power to either speak life. And in those words, those children, although they were children, those words still hurt. You know, children can say some honest things. They can be very frank, very blunt. As adults can probably be beat around the bush with some things or know how to shape their words. So in that moment of Daniel being upset and being angry, he basically commanded that the bears eat these children, and the children were devoured by bears. Amen. So we have to be mindful of the words that we speak. They can either build or destroy a person. Let us not say words in anger that we can never take back. Some people have said crazy things to their mother, to their father, to a sibling. And as life is so unpredictable, that person that they have spoken bad things to, unfortunately passed away. And now they're left with all this guilt. Amen. If that is you, if that has happened to you and you're in that situation, maybe the person didn't die. Maybe they just left your life and don't want anything to do with you. I want you to repent of that. And I know it's not time for the call of salvation, but it's really on my heart that if that is you, to just repent of that. Don't wait until after the show. Just go. Be led by the Spirit and just ask God for forgiveness for those words that you have spoken. Amen. Because we will, in Matthew, it says that we will be judged by those words. We will be judged and have to take an account of the things that we say. And if those words were justified or condemning, but we know that our God is gracious. We know that we still have life. And why not use our breath? Why not use the words Now that we know, amen, now that we're mature in the things of Christ, why not repent, amen, and ask for forgiveness? And ask God to lay something, lay words on your heart if that person or those people are still living that you can say to them, amen, even if they're not able to accept it, if they're not ready to accept it. But you ask God for your forgiveness and that they will find in their heart to forgive you. Amen. Don't live in bondage of guilt. Amen. So let us be mindful of the things that we speak. Let us not say things in haste and anger because they have serious consequences. And they can build. They can build. They can really build a person up. Amen. These words can, they're not just death. Words have the power to speak life into people. So when you see that child, when you see someone who is closed off in your family, seeming like they don't fit in, say some encouraging words. You don't know what that person is going through. Even, I don't care how close you are. You don't know what that person is going through, the struggles that that person is battling with, the contemplation of suicide that they're going through. Reach out and speak to them. Amen. It's very important that you seek those people who are withdrawn to build them up. Those battles that they are fighting that they don't want to even share with anybody, not even with maybe their spouse, with their closest sibling. Amen. So speak life into that person. We have the power. And not only with that mindset, let us, like, when we speak these things, let it have the root of faith. Amen. As we're speaking these things, we know it. Right? So when God says that we pray with faith. We pray with power and authority. So when we're speaking life, we are speaking life into these people with power and authority, like we know it's going to happen. Because we know it will happen. Amen. That's just like those people who are saying things in haste. It's coming from a root of like being like it's a strong feeling. Amen. So when we say these things, these powerful words, when we say these powerful words, we want to say it from a strong place. We want to say it with power. We want to say it with authority. Amen. That's why when the enemy was really speaking to me, I'm like, and I was listening for a moment, then I had to stand on my own two feet and declare and not just be timid in what I'm saying, but to be, listen, I'm going to stand strong. I don't care how small you think I am. I'm going to be like David up against Goliath. Amen. As I'm praying, as I'm declaring victory over my life with these words. Because these words are going to produce action. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because I'm telling you, I was really dwelling in those words where it was affecting my reading, my studying with God. It was affecting the way that I was working and me just, I'm like, I know I'm equipped for this. I know God has called me to do this, but why am I feeling like this? Amen. It was because I was, for some hours, I was dwelling in those words. I'm like, well, maybe, I know he had called me, but why am I saying, well, maybe he called me. Maybe I'm done. Maybe he only called me for this certain amount of time. No, he called me for life. He called me to a kingdom, a citizenship. He didn't call me for a shift, for anything temporary. I'm not a temp. Amen. This is eternal. Amen. Amen. So let us build people. Let us build the community. Amen. If you have missed on Monday, I was blessed to listen to Let's Talk About It with our very own Pastor Toy, Sis Adrian, and Mother Janice, my mom. Like, I was very blessed to listen to that because they get real. If y'all have a chance, go back and listen if you have not listened to it live. And they really go in and talk. They really went in, and they do this every, I think they're on every month or every other Monday. And they really go in and talk about tough topics. Amen. So when we're speaking life, we're building communities. Amen. Person by person. So I want us to speak life into our children, build them up. I was reading an article about the effects that negative words have on children and how it affects their self-esteem. Amen. So be mindful when you speak to a child. Be mindful when you speak to anyone. But, you know, children are sponges and they're soaking everything in. And as they're soaking everything in, you're saying these negative words, how they would never amount to nothing, or saying, oh, you're stupid, or getting frustrated with them. I know it's not, I'm not saying don't be firm and don't discipline your children, because they need that structure. They need a balance. Amen. Children need structure. They need to be shaped. You cannot just let them be free out here. They have to be shaped and molded. Amen. So be firm with them. Yes. They didn't clean the room. Didn't I tell you to clean the room? You know, be firm with them. You know, you don't have to put them down and call them all kinds of names, dirty, and you're just like your father. We don't want to say those things, that because if we say those things have consequences. Amen. That young child have to eventually grow up and be an adult. And the older they get, and the negative words that you are saying, they're attaching to this child. Amen. Just as I said, like God has words that he has called us to, that he has said. He said he thinks highly of us in Jeremiah. Amen. Said that he thinks highly of us for us to prosper. Amen. So us being parents, we want to think highly of our children, that they will prosper, that they will amount to something. And if they are not doing anything that you don't like, you are the parent. You teach them. Instead of always saying, don't do this, don't do that, it's good to say, don't do this, don't do that, but show them what to do. Because if you say, don't do this and don't do that without guidance of what actually to do, they'll be left to their own devices. And they're going to try to go up against what you're saying. Amen. But work with your child. Be firm, but also work with them. Amen. So we want to speak life into our children. Praise God. Places. Words have the ability to destroy or build places. Amen. It had the ability, you know, the word was spoken for David to build the temple of God, amen, to build the house of God, and it was spoken. David didn't build it, his son did, but it was spoken. Even like words last from generation to generation, to generation to generation to generation. So we have to be mindful in the things that we're speaking, amen. So words can build places. Words can destroy places. Words can have the long-term effects on generation to generation. So let us be mindful of the things that we are saying to our children. As I said before, there are many negative things that have been said to us as we are children. We pass that on to our children. Then they pass it on to their children and so forth and so forth. So we have generation new curses, amen, going on of children just being spoken to in a negative manner, amen. And they're not able, they've been told what not to do, but never given the tools of what to do. So we want to make sure in this generation, you say, I don't know, but in this generation, things are going to change. Amen. Each generation is supposed to get better. Not worse, as we are seeing. Each generation is supposed to get better. Amen. So let us build these places. And when I say like people, we start with ourselves. We start with ourselves and how we think. It's like having that, looking in the mirror, seeing your reflection and seeing your flaws. First taking that plank out of your eyes before you can before you can help your brother. Amen. So we're working on ourselves. We're working on people. Then we're working on our community. Amen. So we can build these places so our children have somewhere to go. We want to speak life into these communities. So when we speak life, they will begin to do. Amen. The power, the words have power to either build or destroy our faith. Amen. Be mindful of the things that you speak. Oh, man. Children of God, oh Lord, church folks can be from experience. Church folks can be the most meanest folks. And I don't know, that's just my perspective. There's always some older lady in the church pinching a kid, yelling and fussing at a kid because they are being a kid. Amen. Kids cannot sit that long in the service. The leaders need to step up and say, hey, I'm ahead for Sunday school. Amen? Amen. So let us be mindful, because you can even turn people away from the things of God, especially those babes in Christ or those who seek in Christ and just want to know, looking, searching. Those who are lost, they're looking and they come to church and they're trying to do the right thing. And then they're in the church, and then they're being judged even worse than what they were being out in the street. Amen? So your words, they have the power to build or destroy someone's faith. Amen? Even your own faith. As I'm speaking about this, your words and your power, and your words and the power in your words and what you believe, it has the power to destroy or to build your own faith as well. What you think of yourself. Amen. What you know God has told you about yourself and the plans that he had for you and how you fit into the kingdom. Amen. For me, it was the word that was spoken that have brought life. It was the word that was spoken. And the reason that I'm able to be here and speak on Purpose Kingdom Network, amen? I was at work and I was off the clock, amen? It was prayer for words and many prayers that I don't even know that people prayed for me, amen? But I'll never forget this young couple who came in my place of work at the time in 2015. And I was off the clock, but I just took their order because the servers, it was late at night, and the servers that were on, they took a smoke break, and they were taking long to take their order. So I quickly, you know, wrote down their order. I grabbed, you know, and I plugged it in, and that was that. But when I went in the back, I didn't know the host, the two hosts that were up front, they were speaking of me, not to the guests who ordered, but to one another. And they was just saying, wow, Dom really, like, she not even on the clock. And she took their order, and they were just saying how, you know, like, wow, like, Dom, you know, just saying all these nice things. And those people were very moved. They were people, it was a couple who served God, and they prayed for me. Although I was struggling in my faith and I was questioning the existence of God, they spoke life. Amen. The divine intervention happened where they spoke life and they prayed for me right there. I was embarrassed because I was a babe, but I was just very embarrassed. I'm like, if, you know, I was very limited in my thought that you're only supposed to be praying either in your house or in the church. You cannot be praying here at this restaurant at the front where people come in and come out, right? So they asked to pray, but, you know, I wanted to say no, but I know not to, you know, ever deny prayer, although I'm still struggling with my faith. And they spoke those words, and it was very light. And I never forgot that, although I was still battling and struggling with the existence of God, those words brought life to me. Amen. Amen. And just kept speaking to my spirit. Amen. So that's the reason I'm here, because of word speaking. So you speak words over people and encourage them, even if they don't listen, even if they don't even seem like they will get it or it will get through. Amen. And as I said, like we have free will. As I mentioned before, we have free will. And because of free will, we all have this opportunity to either draw near to God or to withdraw from Him. And unfortunately, many of us have just withdrawn from the truth and cling on to deceptive things. Amen. Even temple things such as false gods, and these false gods, they can be in the form of even ourselves, where we think highly of ourselves. Amen. Where we look to man to fulfill those things that God can fulfill. We will never be satisfied with the things that they have. Only God can satisfy us. Many people look to money for their God. And some people who are serving false gods, false idols, sometimes they don't even know it. It's even the people who profess to be Christian. Amen. Where they're doing anything for money, where they'll work overtime, leave their family behind just to chase a dollar. Amen. There's nothing wrong with working. God wants us to be productive in what we do, but He don't want us chasing after money. Amen. Even relying on the things of God without acknowledging the existence of God. Amen. It's like chapter 3, and it talks about how we engage in these things of God. Amen. But we lack, I'm sorry, let me go to it. I know it's in 2 Timothy. I'm trying to get the scripture. Amen. But we lack a form of godliness. Amen. If you can bear with me, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. I don't want to misquote that. Amen. I know it's 2 Timothy. Bear with me. Y'all know I'm old-fashioned with my Bible. I know most people have their Bible app, right? Bear with me. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Amen. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of? This is not the scripture. If anybody know that scripture that I'm speaking of, I know it's in the book of Timothy. Amen. I apologize about that. And it just speaks about how men have, they just lack the power of God. They have a form of godliness, but lack the power of God. I don't want to misquote that. Amen. And when I say that we rely on the things of God without acknowledging God, I say that because in this new age and things like that, where people are Christians, when I say people, I'm talking about Christians, and I'm speaking to a young lady over in Atlanta and how people in the church, pray for Atlanta, pray for the people of Atlanta, pray for especially the Christians who are being led astray. Oh, man, she's just going from church to church, and it's very contrary things that are occurring. And I know this is happening all over, but pray for the churches, especially those of Atlanta and those who are doing contrary things to God. You have people in the church who are burning sages, who are dealing with cards, dealing with all those things. What is it called? Psychics and all those things. Amen. Thank you. Timothy 3:7. I'm thinking 1 Timothy then. I'll read that scripture again. 1 Timothy, thank you. 1 Timothy 3:7. Or is it 2 Timothy then? Sorry, y'all. I don't want to misquote this. 3:7. Praise God. Learning. 2 Timothy, thank you. 2 Timothy, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, amen. In some other verses, it says that that they lack they have a form of godliness but lack the power of God. And many are using, like, saying sages. Yes, these sages were being burnt. Amen. They were being burnt in the Old Testament, right? These things are happening. The Bible speaks about the incense. These things were occurring, and they were things to bring God into remembrance, as it is us taking the blood of Jesus, doing communion, and taking in the bread of Jesus. Yes, those things are being done. Amen. But it's not to replace God, in no way. It is not to replace God. It is not to replace God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm all over the place. Praise God. It's 2 Timothy 3:5. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Amen. Thank you for that. I was struggling. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. And just to go back, I don't mean to be all over the place, praise God, but many people deny the power of God, amen, to mislead other people. And you're being misled if you are burning, if you are a Christian and you're burning sages, amen, you are being misguided, amen. You are inviting other spirits in that you have no idea, amen. It is not of God. It's not to replace God. It is not to replace God in no way. So when I say that words have power, that they speak power, that they speak life, they speak life or death. Amen. I mean that. So be mindful of who you're inviting in your house. So you can burn these sages, but they will not get rid of these demons. Amen. But I know a name that by the power, by the mention of that name, that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess. Amen. I know that demons will tremble by that name. And that name is Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are one who has just been living in negativity, living in poverty, amen. Things have not always been going your way. Crazy words have been spoken since the day you were born up until now and over your life. And all you have ever heard is what you will not be, what you will never amount to. I tell you, you call on the name of Jesus, who is a strong tower. Amen. Proverbs 18:10 tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. A tower is tall and it holds things, meaning that God will hold you together, meaning that the name of Jesus will keep you. Amen. No matter what you're going through, if that is you, I want to invite you, amen, to seek God as your, to seek Jesus as your personal Lord, as your Savior, amen, that no matter what is going on in your life, you know that God has your back. You know that Jesus is your strong tower, amen. If that is you, I just want you to open up your heart. I don't want you to worry about what you've done, what you've said, but I just want you to come with an open heart and just ask God just to forgive you of every sin that you have ever committed. Amen. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life. I believe and I trust in you. I know that you are the Son of God. I know that you were born not an ordinary birth, but an extraordinary birth. Amen. For me, you have walked this earth. Amen. Never committing sin and dying and being persecuted as if you have. Defeating death, rising, escaping death, defeating odds, amen? And you have done that all for me. Even if it was just me, you came back for me. I'm that one, amen? Here I am. I surrender to you. No more am I going on my own way. No more am I seeking these things that are not of you. I trust in you. I repent, meaning I turn from my wicked ways, my self-righteous ways. I turn from those. I turn from my negative thinking. I turn from those. I no longer want to speak this way. I no longer want to talk this way. Amen. I no longer want to be this way, do these negative things. But Father God, show me the way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If that is you, you are saved. You are saved. Confess your sins and he will forgive you and you are saved. If you believe that in your heart, all you have to do is just get in a Bible-believing church. And since most churches out here on the East Coast are still locked down, you find an online church. You continue to fellowship with Purpose Kingdom Network. We're on almost every night, and I guarantee you the word will hit you on each and every night, amen, from different point of views, amen. So I want to invite you to fellowship with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. I want to invite you to just continue to be around like-minded people so that you will not wither away. Amen. So I just want to say thank you, all those who have given their life to Christ. And I pray that this is the beginning of you walking into life and walking into the words that God has spoken over you that are powerful, that are of life. Amen. So I would like to bring Brother Rob or Pastor Toy on for announcement.
All right. Thank you so much for the word tonight, Dominique. And by the way, this is my daughter, Dominique, and I am proud of her. And with that being said, I'm going to go right on to the announcements. This is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, we appreciate your listenership, and we thank you for your support, and also let your friends and family members know that we're on the Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. If you want to contact us, Kingdom Network, via email, you can go to purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send a prayer request, and we gladly honor that. And you can also let us know if you turn your life over to Christ, and we gladly celebrate that with everyone. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Also, we're on Facebook, and we invite you to like our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, and, of course, share with your friends and family members. We thank you so much for doing so. Well, guys, want God's blessings. We will be broadcasting at the 9 p.m. hour with the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we will be broadcasting at the 9 p.m. hour with the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Okay, and please join us tomorrow evening. And anytime you want to hear any of our previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can just simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience, and we greatly appreciate that. No matter where in the world, thank you for your support. And once again, thank you for sharing with your friends and family members. With that being said, Dominique.
All right. Thank you.
The show is back in your hands.
Thanks, Dad. You say he was proud of me. I like that. praise God. So as we're closing, and as we spoke of, there are power in our words and the things that we say. I just want to bless God for this evening, and I pray that you will be mindful of your mindset and the things that you think. And we are, as I said earlier in the show, that each morning that we wake up, we can either honor God or dishonor God. And those opportunities will continue to present themselves as we go on with our day, each and every day. So let us be mindful and be aware of those thoughts that we think, that we can honor God in the way that we think, so that when we're thinking these things, they won't become our actions. Amen. So even those things, let's dwell in the things they are of good, Amen. So we can dwell in life, dwell in Christ. Amen. So I just want to thank you. And as I pray for you, you continue to pray for my, pray for me, pray for Purpose Kingdom Network. Let us just continue to build each other up, because we are in a new year. We are in 2021, already in March, and so much has happened. And as I briefly spoke about the sage being burnt, just really look on the internet and see how our young people, just people, period, who are being misled and are having a substitute, thinking that they can use a substitute for God. Amen. So let us just put our lights together. Just go out in the dark places and just build up the kingdom of God and bring those people into light. Even those people who are serving God and think that it's okay to be burning sages. We have the ultimate sacrifice, where we don't even have to sacrifice camels and, or what was it, bulls and things like that, rams. We no longer have to do that, because we have the perfect sacrifice who have died for us. So let us continue to pray for the kingdom of God and be on one accord. Join us tomorrow night for our very own Reverend Arthur Burgess III with the Healing Hour. So until next time, Jesus.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.